Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Welcome to another edition of The Down Low with Nerd Solo. Appreciate you guys for being here. Honestly, you could be anywhere else in the world, but you said, hey, listen, that guy is at it again. And I definitely appreciate it. Welcome to the second edition of the show. Started this show because there was a lot of things that I wanted to talk about, various things both in my community and around the world, my narrative, my perspective. And I just thought it was time. So I definitely appreciate you. You guys probably heard of me before, Chris Smith Show. Also, I have services where I help individuals with courts. I have done things in my life that got me feeling a lot older than I actually am. But let's get started. One thing that I've noticed in the times that we live in today, there seems to be a war going on. And that war is it's man versus woman. The war is man versus woman. And I am because I am a man. My dad and mom raised me together. My mom did her part. My dad did her part. Each one of those parts does not coincide or interchange or interact with the other. Each of those things were separate. Because each of those things was separate, I can probably tell you something and it will identify with which parent taught me what. So let's go. How to ride my bike. Self-explanatory. We will all agree that a father taught me how to ride my bike, how to clean my room. I think we'll all agree my mom taught me how to clean my room. Work ethics, taking me over to New York City at the age of 6 years old, telling me, hey, listen, take this package to that building. When you come back, we'll be coming around. I'm pretty sure you can guess who taught me that. But when you tell women these things today, you'll be just about ready to start World War III. It seems to be women today are offended by the very things that they are. It seems to be today that women don't want to have anything to do with who or what they are. Who and what they are has nothing to do with man. Who and what they are is everything nature. I can't tell you guys enough or how many times I've got into arguments with women, not because I said anything wrong, but because of things that they took offensive to. I did not create woman. I did not create man. By the mere fact that I am from the chemical makeup of testosterone, it makes me stronger than anything with the chemical makeup of estrogen, which so happens to be a woman. Now, I'm going to talk about some things. And tonight, I want to talk specifically greatness. Greatness. And greatness seems to have a better track record let me say this. Greatness that was bestowed upon me by my father trumped the greatness that was bestowed upon me from my mother. My mother was great at telling me how to keep a house clean. But there are many a times that I worked 20 hours a day for a month and a half straight and came home and just dropped my stuff at the door took a shower and went to sleep, got up the next day, did it over again. I've done it for about a month and a half. That one day that I took off, I cleaned my house up and got it back to the way it was before I started that month and a half work escapade. But had I not did those that month and a half work escapade, I wouldn't be in the position to even have the house, much less clean it up on my day off. I don't understand as I listen, look around and listen. I don't understand women today. I don't. As a single man, I don't understand women. I don't. I think I don't. I can tell you today here on the 6th of June, 2023, I don't ever think I'll be in a relationship. At 55 years old, I don't think you've ever heard somebody that said, I don't think I'll ever be in a relationship at 55. Totally healthy. Work out, got a nice body, all muscle. Got a beautiful home, beautiful car. Very successful. I just can't seem to, I don't seem to want to jump into that arena of wondering when the bottom is going to fall out, when I'm going to say something that's going to offend a woman to the point where she wants to end my life. I currently don't have a relationship today with my mother behind the same narrative. I don't know what I did to my mother. She won't tell me, not that I'm asking. But it has something and a lot to do with my father. People, I dedicated my first book to my father. I am my father. As a matter of fact, I tell individuals, I don't know how to be me, only know how to be my father. And I've met a lot of individuals just like me. Who are those individuals that are just like me? The late Corey Burrell. His father drove a truck, as did he. He was a split image of his father. I have another friend I was in the military with. He split image of his father. Guy can buy a Rolls Royce. Something go wrong with it, he'll take it apart. Never messed with the car before, but he'll take it apart. Why? Because all his life he watched his dad fix cars in the backyard. Started driving cars in the city streets when he was 9 years old. But those are just the people I know. You guys ever heard of Magic Johnson? Ever heard of him? Well, Magic Johnson, his dad taught him, if you buy it for a dollar, sell it for $1.50. That's what his dad taught him. If you buy it for a dollar, sell it for $1.50. His mother didn't teach him that. That was something that his dad taught him. The Williams sisters, Venus and Serena. Never heard them talk about their mother? Ever hear them talk about how strong their mother was? And I want to be clear. I don't know if she passed away. I don't know the story. I want to apologize in advance. But let's move on to someone else. Tiger Woods. You ever heard Tiger Woods talk about his mother? There was a movie came out in 1998. You got to see it. The movie was He Got Game with Spike Lee, a Spike Lee joint, with Denzel Washington and a very young at that time, Ray Allen. And in that movie, you got to watch a father chipping away at his son to expose the greatness. But the mother thought that the father was being too hard on him. Studies have shown that when women raise children by themselves, you can almost bet on the worst thing happening. Studies where it shows men and women raising a child together, odds change dramatically for the best. When a man raises the child by himself, those odds are identical as if the woman was with him. This is the way it is. Why is it always a fight? Why is it always a challenge? Why must a woman always think that she got to fight a man? Why? I have no desire, nor do I think that I can do anything that a woman know how to do as good as a woman. As a matter of fact, when I speak and I quote, and I, as a matter of fact, excuse me, when I speak about women, I only quote women. I don't ever speak about women without first getting those words from a woman. I only words that I first heard come from a woman. Miss Shahrazad Ali wrote a book, The Black Man's Guide to Understanding the Black Woman. I learned a lot from that book. I learned a lot from my child's mother. I understood in that book why I was the perfect gentleman to my family. I understood why I was the perfect provider to my family. I understood why I was the perfect father for my daughter. And it did not mean a thing because I procreated with a black woman. You can get mad. You can get mad. But no one told me the answers as to why. Why was I so on point? Why was I the best father that I could be? And I failed. But this book did. Why is it a problem with women that fathers do a better job at disciplining and structuring, bringing structure to children? Why is that a problem? Why? I truly don't think that there's a woman out there that thinks that a Rolls Royce is not better than a Hyundai. I think that if you park a Rolls Royce next to a Hyundai, let me twist that around. I think that if a Hyundai parked next to a Rolls Royce, I think the woman would prefer to drive in the Rolls Royce. I think that if you take a woman out to dinner and you give her a hot dog and you put a nice steak next to a hot dog, I think she'll get offended by thinking that she should pick the hot dog. I truly think that. I truly think that if you're with that woman and you say a Broadway play versus a movie, I think that that woman would choose that Broadway play and know, in fact, that that Broadway play is better than that movie. But for some mysterious, mystical reason, whenever a man is better at something, there's a problem. There's a problem. We're going to talk about that problem. But first, you guys got issues in family court. You guys need help. What you need to do, what should be a good idea to do, excuse me, send a text message to the National Fathers League and the League of Dads. You're going to send them a text message, and in that text message, you're going to text $50 consultation, I'm ready, for their $50 consultation. 70%, that's right, 70% of individuals that do their $50 consultation gets everything and all the help that they need out of that consultation. Only 30% go on to hire the League of Dads and the National Fathers League for document prep and coaching services. So reach out via text message to the League of Dads and the National Fathers League at area code 732-875-9111. I'm going to say it again, 732-875-9111, the League of Dads and the National Fathers League. Reach out to them. You cannot go wrong. To that, I promise you. All right. I'm gonna say this. When I meet a woman, and that woman asks me, why am I not in a relationship? It wasn't until about a month or two ago that I realized that, I came up to the ironclad, fully understandable narrative as to why at 55 years old, I don't smoke, don't drink, I don't curse, I tell everybody on my platforms, don't ever call a woman the B word. I don't tell individuals, I'm not one of those individuals that say, hey, listen, we're going to only date white women because black women are trash. I don't say any of those things like that. Don't have a felon, retired military, wrote 11 books, business owner, homeowner, have a very good resume, and I'm single. I am not, nor have I been out on a date this year so far. And we are at June the 5th. And let me say it again. I have not even been out on a date. I haven't been out on a date this year. It's one of the reasons why I think about just selling everything, moving out of country. I'll get to that later. But about 2 weeks ago, I was asked why I was single. And I simply said, well, I'm supposed to be single. And then the woman said, why are you supposed to be single? In a very sarcastic manner, why are you supposed to be single? I said, I'm a nice guy. She said, what's that supposed to mean? I said, we finished last. Isn't that how the saying goes? Nice guys finish last. So why doesn't that apply to me? Now, everybody knows that the nice guy finishes last. But here it is. I found myself 2 weeks ago claiming and realizing that, in fact, that is the reason as to why I don't have anybody in my life. Why? That is the reason as to why I come home every night. I don't have nobody to cook for me. I have friends of mine that they got multiple women. They got to spin the wheel as to who is going to sex them for the night. They spin the wheel as to who is going to cook for them for the night. I don't have any of that. But why is that? Well, I'm a nice guy. And, of course, when I say, well, I'm a nice guy, all of a sudden, I cannot claim the nice guy rules. The rules don't apply. I can't be the nice guy. I can't. She would not have allowed me. Her response to that is, I wouldn't say all that. I said, I'm not asking you to say any of it. I'm saying it. That is the term. Why don't it mean anything now? Once again, it doesn't mean anything. The nice guy narrative don't mean nothing when a nice guy claims the nice guy narrative. Or do I say the nice guy narrative means nothing? The man can't claim it because it now shines a light on just what's going for in the world of dating. It shines a light on the true market of who gets who. The no good guys get all the girls. Another story. The problem with this narrative that sometimes hurts, you know, if I can be honest, I tell my friends, when it comes to the gates of greatness, I'm the gatekeeper. So I will not change for no one. The narrative in which I, and protocol in which I navigate my life through, I will not change for nothing. I will not change for no one. I'm not interested today, nor will I be interested tomorrow. We're talking about dads this evening. We're talking about the greatness that dad seems to get out of their children. If you got something to say, if you want to add to the conversation, call in 515-605-9866. That's 515-605-9866. And welcome once again to the Down Low. I'm your host, Nerd Solo. Feels good on the Blog Talk Radio Network to be in here with you guys tonight. You guys could have been anywhere else in the world, and I definitely appreciate that. I love what I do. People, I make sure that the good guys get noticed, and I make sure the bad guys are put in a place. And I want everybody to know that. People, if you look around at people you know that aren't doing well in their life, a big part of that is their family. A big part of that is their family. I am from a family in which my father was not in a home, but my mom gave my father endless access to us. And because of that, my father was allowed to influence me. Too many times, often than not, fathers aren't allowed to influence their children. It is said that because they are deadbeats, I will disagree with that. I will disagree with that. People, there aren't as many deadbeats as there are fathers. Society would like you to believe this narrative. Society will allow you to listen to a person that dealt with that didn't have family structure in place, and will then allow you to tell you that they in fact were a family. If I can give you an example of what I just said, society will allow you. Let me say it again. Society will allow you to listen to somebody that they had a family, when in fact they had a child with someone with no family structure in place. So you shouldn't be able to say this person is not being a father to the child when they, in fact, was never father material. So what am I saying? What I'm saying is, as I'm going to refer back to what I said before that, I don't know as many deadbeats as I know fathers. I don't think that many deadbeats exist. What I will say is that there are individuals that were deadbeats before they were turned into fathers. Let me say that again. There are individuals that, in fact, were deadbeats before they were turned into fathers. You cannot, under any circumstances, take some apple juice, take it outside, build a lemonade stand, put lemonade, but be selling apple juice. Somebody's going to drink your apple juice and say, wait a minute, this in fact is apple juice. This isn't lemonade. They're going to look at what you got in front of on your stand and say, it says lemonade. And then you're going to turn around and say, I know I ran out of lemonade, but apple juice just doesn't have a good ring to it. That's what's going on in the community where I'm from. And that is what's going on with fathers. Fathers are allowed to be sold as lemonade when, in fact, they were apple juice. And the individual, the mother, was standing there at that lemonade stand selling apple juice, making a claim that, in fact, was lemonade. To simplify what I just said, they were deadbeats before they was even fathers. I can sit in over here at Todd Smith Studios, and I can go on and on and on and on about people that you know, about actors, about sports players that have their fathers to thank. You will hear horror stories claimed to be things that are to be respected. Let me say that again. You will hear horror stories about things that are claimed to be respected, about somebody that gets up there to accept an award and say, "We did it, Mama. It was 8 of us living in a room by ourselves. We did it, Mama. 8 kids living in a room, only to be praised, we made it. We did it, Mama." Yep. Everybody else, when the Mexicans do that, we laugh at them. However, in the community that you guys call black, this is done and we praise it. We said, you know, the author of this, the woman, is to be commended. This is what we do. I'm writing a book now called Lateral Intellect. And that book, Lateral Intellect, is simply saying lateral intellect. If you understand it over here, if I take that same understanding that you have and move it over here, why do you not now understand it? Why don't you understand it now? That is amazing. It really is. It really is. It's kind of, if I can go left for a second, it's kind of what happened with the Democrats. You know, the Democrats were against every part of the civil rights movement. They destroyed families with the welfare programs. They did all this and got voted into office with praise of the man that gave us unemployment being racist. Yeah, Donald Trump got kicked out, but the individual that was part of the biggest racist party in history, in the short history of America, that is, this individual was Donald Trump was ousted. That, in fact, is the same narrative. As I stated yesterday, individuals in my community never seen a Confederate flag. Never seen one. But they know they hate it as they walk past 20 drug dealers that are selling drugs in their neighborhood, killing off the neighborhood, increasing crime. Lateral intellect. How do you understand this over here, but I can take that same narrative and move it over here, and you not understand it? We're talking about fathers tonight here on The Low with Nerd Solo, and that is me, of course. And I definitely, once again, appreciate you guys for being here. Honestly, you guys could have been anywhere else in the world, and if you know somebody, I mean you, if you know anybody that is going through help, that needs help, excuse me, going through hell, excuse me, going through hell and need help. There we go. If you know somebody that's going through hell and need help, trying to tackle the situation with child support, trying to tackle the situation with custody, have them reach out to the National Fathers League and the League of Dads. Have them do that for a $50 consultation. It can set you right. 70% of all individuals that do their $50 consultation, that's all they need. 70%. The other 30% go on to hire the League of Dads and the National Fathers League for coaching and doc prep services. Reach out to the National Fathers League and the League of Dads by texting $50 consultation, I'm ready, to area code 732-875-9111. All right. We're talking about dads. And it seems They seem to just have a better record at creating greatness. Why is that a problem? Why? Why is it understood when clouds are in the sky and it rains? Why is it understood if you walk off of a cliff, gravity will definitely pull you to the bottom? Why is all that understood? But for some reason, nothing short of strange, is the greatness of the fathers, the greatness that fathers create, the things that dads do. Why is that an issue? Why is that a problem? Why is that a problem? Why? People, I'm going to tell you something. I have a Labrador Retriever, a black Labrador Retriever. And before this dog, I had a Boxer. And I remember one day I had my dog in the car, and I was in McDonald's, and I was buying me something at McDonald's. And I remember the woman saying, "Hey, that's a nice dog." And I said, "Thanks." And they said, "That's a Boxer, right?" And I said, "It is." And then this other female had to let it be known. She said, "I got a dog too." And she said, "What kind of dog do you have?" And she said, "Pit." Like, I'm a good nigger. I got a pit. You know what I mean? You feel me? So it was to say I should have had a pit bull. And then she said, "I got a pit bull, but I got a nice one." Why did she say, "I have a pit bull, but I have a nice one"? Why did she have to put the emphasis on, "Yeah, I got a pit bull, but I got a nice one"? Why did she have to say that? It's because everybody knows pit bulls are dangerous. So she had to put the emphasis on, but hers is a nice one. So what is it that I'm saying? Glad you asked. Everybody knows the true value of everything. I will never allow somebody to talk to me as if they don't really know. I will not allow someone to act as if they have no understanding. I will not allow anyone to use ignorance as a convenience. If you want to challenge me on something, you need to answer the question. If you don't answer the question, conversation is over with. I'm not talking to you. If you want to try and regurgitate the my interest in the conversation by saying, no, you tell me. No, you tell me. It is not my word. If I got to tell you, then you shut up. But we're not conversing. I'm teaching. I'm not going to do that. Never am I going to do that. I talk to my clients, and I help my clients understand. Don't ever act as if or let someone try and let you think that they don't know. They know. When my mother was talking to me like I was a piece of trash back in May of 2019, she knew what she was doing. In 2009, when my 11-and-a-half-year-old daughter was playing me slick, when she was executing the actions of her mother, the plan, when she was executing her mother's plan to bring me to my demise, to bring me harm, she knew what she was doing. If she didn't, she would have told me. But she secretly did it. And she was 11-and-a-half years old. A roach will always run when you turn the light on. They will not assume you don't see them. You turn the light on, they run. Goes hand in hand. But fathers, we will always be challenged, tested. We will always be questioned. We will always be, there will always be some type of narrative that we need to place in front of this narrative that and who and what we are. I want to be clear when I say this, then I'm going to take it on home. Testosterone is the dominant mineral. This is why gorillas are stronger than man, because they have much more of it than man. So if there are women out there that want to question why men seem to create greatness far more better than they do, then why stop at us? Why stop at man? Lions are stronger than us. Gorillas are stronger than us. You want to ask them? Just as we are stronger than you, there is something stronger than us. Elephants are bigger and stronger than us. That the hatred stops solely at man. It's a question maybe you'll get the answer to. But I've been asking this for about 20 years now, and nothing. I appreciate you guys for listening to me tonight. I will see you back here in 23 hours. And remember, as always, we should all regret the day the earth makes the sun fight to shine upon us. Good night, y'all.